At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long at 5:45. It'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature. A little after 5:20, we'll have on with us Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher. Does a great job for us covering the LSU Tigers baseball team. A lot of knowledge from all those years of pitching, and his son's in the minor league pitcher, is a minor league pitcher today. So we have Scott's take. And Charlie, almost like if you were playing cards, and Jay Johnson can't say this, but we can, and they dealt you out the Baton Rouge Regional, and you looked at the cards and you saw Dallas Baptist, Little Rock, and Rhode Island, you were like, okay, now my bat's got to come alive, okay? Got to come alive somewhere along the bunch. They hit much better, certainly, in Baton Rouge than they do on the road. You got to feel, man, this is, man, they've dealt me a really good hand here.
Well, when you compare it to other teams, yes, that's kind of what you're looking
at. Look at Texas.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of those regionals, Mike, and we'll break it all down with Mark Etheridge later on in the show and get his thoughts on which team's got the toughest draw. You know, I think Ole Miss got a really brutal draw with Georgia Tech, the ACC regular season champ coming to them as the two seed. Western Kentucky, who won Conference USA, which was the conference that Dallas Baptist was in. Like, I think Arkansas kind of got a tough draw. I think that's being a little bit underreported because if you look at Vegas and the betting odds, right? Because the numbers are what they are, Mike. Since 1999, when they changed the format to have 64 teams in the tournament and regional play and have 16 host sites and all that good stuff, the numbers, 67% of hosts move on to the super regional round.
Yep.
That's, and it's 400, you know, regionals that we're taking this from. It's a pretty large sample size. 67% of regional hosts move on to the super regional round. Being at home is a gigantic advantage. And then once you get into the super regionals, and even actually goes up a little bit, 139 of 199 super hosts have advanced 70%. So just a couple numbers there to throw out. But yeah, Little Rock, a 24-32 team, 13-16 in the Ohio Valley Conference. They had a weird year, Mike. I was doing a little bit of research into them. They had an 8-game winning streak in the middle of the season. Then they lose 13-14 to close out the season. And then they win 5 straight at the conference tournament to get here. So, you know.
Man, baseball's crazy,
anything
Charlie.
Can happen. A couple common opponents for folks to know. They got swept by Nichols in February. They beat Ole Miss in a midweek game, so that's kind of fun, in April. But then they got swept by Arkansas in a midweek doubleheader kind of in late April. They hit 271 as a team. They give up an opponent batting average of 282. It's not a good team. And if you're looking at the worst teams in regional play, like, you think, you remember when Tulane in 2023 came to the box and they were like a 19 and 40 or something like that? They were terrible. Yeah. They had a really bad record, but they won their conference tournament, so they get there. It's kind of similar with Little Rock, 24-32. They have a bad season, but they get hot in the conference tournament. They win it, so that's how they get to the postseason. That's a good draw. And Mike, we'll talk more about these teams as kind of we progress in the week a little bit. But that Little Rock game in the opener on Friday, which Jay's already announced is going to be the 2 p.m. game, Jay's going to throw one of Anthony Ianson or Cade Anderson. And we'll hear all the complaining about it, and people will be like, oh, you should throw, you know, Jaden Newt or whoever. throw the third starter, save your two starters for the winner's bracket, and just completely overlook this team. It's just not how Jay operates. Jay threw Paul Skeens against Tulane in 2023. This is how he does things. He wants to make sure he gets in the winner's bracket, and he wants to stay in the winner's bracket all the way to super regional play.
He's anal about things. I do it one way, and I'm going to continue doing it that particular way. That's all about coaching. I got them in my family, and I've been around them for a long time. That is just the way that they are sort of structured. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to James. James, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey guys, I love that guy's analysis on the Saints. A couple of things. My two favorites or sleepers are, one is the free agent, the running back, Marcus Jones. On the wheel route alone, he should just make the team. I mean, he will beat most linebackers on the wheel route. I love the kid's hands. He's got more speed than anybody on the roster from last season. Now, that kid, Velas, you know, I don't know what we're going to do with him, but they kind of play alike. But the guy that I'm really is going to be my sleeper right now, Particularly when you really look at Tyler, the way he plays, he's like Derek when it comes to pressure. He kind of folds under pressure. If you got these small, diminutive receivers, be it fast or not, they'll still have the same problems breaking coverage. The guy that I really keep my fingers crossed for, just as important as a left tackle, is a guy that he's got to look eye to eye and throw the ball to, and that's going to be that Samoan tight end from UCLA. He's a zone buster. And what's the thing with we keep getting our brakes beat off against Tampa. What happens with Tampa? They run the zone blitz. That kid is almost psychic when it comes to breaking zones. At least he's doing it in college. And so I'm very hopeful that he not only makes the team, but he'll get some snaps because he will be a key player moving forward. You don't run that fast, but you'll need to when you talk about a guy that could break the zone. What you guys thought? Oh, one other thing.
Go ahead.
Where's the nose tackle? I read an article the other day about us making a trade with Atlanta. I hope that's not the case for bringing Onyemata back, 32. That's a bad stock for a team that I don't want us to help Atlanta do at all. But why even consider bringing a guy back dealing with our rival, for one? But he's 32.
That's, you know, no, and I'm not paying a lot of money for a 30-something-year-old player.
Especially
Sorry.
A defensive tackle.
No. That's not the
Those
case.
Those dudes get beat up.
And so I agree with you. And listen, you hear a lot of stuff out on the internet, and 90% of it is incorrect. I like what you said about the UCLA tight end. James, first time I saw him, he played in the Polynesian Bowl coming out of high school. And he was headed to Oregon. He was a more highly rated player than Terrence Ferguson, who ended up beating him out of the spot. And it just didn't work out for him at Oregon. He's a tall drink of water now. Because when UCLA played LSU, you could tell he has a little bit of a niche of finding that open spot downfield. And when you with that size, man, it's hard to overthrow you. And so now the UCLA quarterback, you know, he was all over the board with throwing it. Some days he was better than others. But I think he brings to the table a size element in the red zone that you could use that is needed on this team. And also a guy you can roll over the top in the middle. And he can – I think he will be a better pro player than he will be a college player. I can't tell you what happened with him at Oregon. And sometimes it just doesn't work. And for Ferguson, it really worked. Look at him. He ended up being a second-round pick at the Rams. He really played well in 2024 for the Ducks. But I agree with you on the tight end. On the nose guard, it's going to be Davin Godshaw.
Yep.
But it's going to be a hybrid 3-4 where it won't be like necessarily, James, how you and I grew up and we saw that nose guard sit right over the top of the center. It'll be flanked. it'll be almost squared on either side of the center. So it's going to be a little bit of a hybrid version of that 3-4 alignment. When we come back, we'll have on with Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, talking LSU Tiger baseball right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher and covers the LSU Tigers for us. Man, we really appreciate it. Scott Sanders, now working with Jenny King in Baton Rouge. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Scott, man, I thought about you the other night, with Jacoby Byers gets on the mound, and, man, he's clipping 102-mile-an-hour fastballs he's throwing. And I'm like, man, the young kid, we didn't see him a lot this year, but boy, can he throw some smoke.
Yeah, he hopefully, knock on wood, hopefully he's figuring it out. I think, he got up to 102. I think he went 100, 101, 101, yeah. 102, 101. And, man, I was happy for him. I could see it. I could see his the excitement. I mean, he's really worked hard. He's at that point where people has been talking so much about how he walks people, and sometimes it gets to be such a mental block in your mind. And It's taken him a minute, but I tell you what, I'm hoping that he's got a few more good games in him like that. And his spin rate's off the charts. You know, he spins the ball better than 90% of most major league fastball guys do. So hopefully he can figure it out and have a chance to go play some pro ball.
Yeah, because you could see he got some talent, no question about it. Let's hope he can find the strike zone a little bit better. Scott, you brought this up, I know, last year when we spoke, and it's certainly held true this year, of how much better LSU hits, you know, when they're in Baton Rouge than on the road. And that's for most clubs, I guess, you could kind of look at it that way. But I think what kind of gets – LSU fans a little nervous is these long streaks where LSU hitters, man, it cold as ice. I mean, nothing. El Zippo. And you're getting the pitching there, but you need some run support. And I think maybe the best term to use would be timely hitting. It has not been there. It's been missing at different points throughout this season. It's been a little bit missing. Playing this first regional in Baton Rouge, I get it. You got a distinct advantage, especially who you're going up against. But I think down the road, that's if anything sort of keeps Jay Johnson up at night, I think it's that.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, they've just been up and down. But to their defense, they have faced some really tough pitching staffs down the stretch. Obviously, South Carolina wasn't the greatest, and they didn't really go on the road and tear the cover off the ball there as well. But, you know, I think it's just been – it's been up and down with different guys carrying them at different times. You know, Carriel was smoking hot, then he slowed down a little bit. Then Jones was hot, and he slowed down. And then Dickinson's been pretty much the steadiest. You know, Carriel has been very steady as well, don't get me wrong. But, you know, Eden Fry's really come on late and really put a jolt into that lineup. And the problem is down at the bottom, Monster Marlin is just, he hadn't had the season I think they were hoping to. You know, he's sitting there hitting .277. You know, he hit better than that as a freshman. It just takes those type of little things, you know, that can throw you off. And, you know, you run into that hot pitching staff, and it's just amazing how hitters, it's such a moxie. When things are rolling and everybody's hitting, it's like get on the train and let's roll. And then when that train's dead stopped, it's hard to get that sucker going, you know. And that's what they run into lately. And, you know, hopefully this weekend they can get their bats hot and the pitching staff keeps doing what they've been doing, hold the rundowns and win a couple, you know, win three ball games and move on to that super.
Scott, I really enjoyed listening to Jay Johnson talk yesterday after the regional matchups were kind of announced. And the way that he talked about his pitching staff, where he mentions, yes, Anthony Ianson and Cade Anderson get a ton of attention as the great 1-2 punch that they really are. But the staff in general and the emergence of some of these pieces, Mike already brought up Jacob Myers, but other guys like Chase Shores, who's been really excellent out of the bullpen ever since he's kind of moved from that role. And then your two bullpen pieces who have been fantastic all season long with Cowan and Evans. If you're looking at LSU's pitching staff, Jay called it one of the best pitching staffs in the country. And I think he's onto something there because a 3.72 team ERA ranks 7th in the country. And it's only second behind Texas as far as the SEC teams go. I think North Carolina's up there. And then you have a couple of kind of smaller schools like, you know, Western Kentucky, Coastal's in there as well. But number 7 in the country in team ERA. But this is what really stands out. And I think Ianson and obviously Anderson have a little bit of something to do with this. 11.9 strikeouts per 9 innings is tied with Vanderbilt for the number 1 spot in the country. This pitching staff, yes, those two guys get a ton of credit, deservedly so. But at the same time, some of these other pieces are really starting to emerge to make it a complete unit.
No, I agree. Obviously, you get the two monsters at the top that have been, knock on wood, been very steady all year. But those other – Chase Shores is key. You know, Chase Shores, for them to win a national championship, Chase Shores needs to step up and pitch like the first-round talent he is. You know, I think, you know, he's coming back. He's getting more comfortable off that injury. And I think, you know, competitive-wise, he's always been competitive. But I don't know if – I don't want to say he didn't trust his stuff because it's hard to believe somebody that throws 98 to 100 and you don't trust it. But, you know, sometimes a guy like that, you throw it as hard as you can and let it sink. His ball sinks like crazy at that velocity. And for him, it's just his breaking ball. When his breaking ball is halfway decent, he's going to get guys out. But when he can't throw that breaking ball in the strike zone – especially behind the count, you know, these guys, these hitters these days, 98 to them is like 88 when I was playing. So it's like these guys, they're so used to velocity And but the other pieces you spoke about, they are there. I mean, LSU definitely has a pitching staff. I mean, to sit with a 3.72 ERA with the talent, the teams that they face this season. Obviously, I know there's some midweek games in there as well, but that's very. Anytime you can get a team ERA in the threes, that's super impressive.
Scott, one of the things as you head into the regionals and beyond, all these teams are talented. Now, there's a level of talent, and I hear all this, some of this stupidity, you know, people bringing up about the SEC is overrated.
Dumb.
My thing is, no, you ain't went up against these guys. You don't understand what overrated is. Might be overrated in your mind. But that's the only mind you overrated with at this point. Confidence and just getting hot at the right time. You've played it at the highest level. And how much the mental part of the game comes into play here? Because the physical talent, when you look at the top teams, that's not a lot separating them at all. But it is about confidence. And it is about a mindset that, hey, you know, we got this, you know, and things fall right for you. And we see it every year that there's a couple of plays that falls right for the champs. I don't care if it's in Major League Baseball or if it's in college baseball. Things fall right for you. And I do think we underrate a lot of times between the ears.
No, I agree. You know, the mental side is like Yogi Berra said, you know, I mean, he said what, half 50% mental, 90% mental, the other half is physical. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a mental game. And that's the one thing that you want to get this whole seed. You want to be able to play this regional at home and hopefully win it and play that super regional at home, because the way you carry yourself at home compared to on the road is such a different mental mindset preparation, you know, for game. Because when you're home, you have everything set. You know, you're going to get up, have breakfast at a certain time. You're going to be at the park at noon, you know, batting practice. You know, you're going to do your early work at 1. You're going to do your next early work at 2. This is for a 6 o'clock game, obviously. You know what I mean? And you just have everything set, right? Now you go on the road, everything's different. You're sleeping in a hotel, not your bed. It's not your pillow. You know, it's totally different. Now you're waking up and you're doing everything at different times. You don't have your cage. You don't have, you know, your routine is totally different. So the mental part of getting to play these games at home, that's why when I always say teams always knock on wood, but most teams are always way better at home, is because we're humans and as athletes, we train ourselves to be almost like a robot. And we're all superstitious, obviously, everybody knows that. But we want to do things on a routine. We want to have our routine. And we want to be comfortable in our routine. And guys can do that at their home park. It's never comfortable on the road. You know, you have to wait for a certain time to get into the weight room. You have to wait for a certain time to get into the cage. You can't just show up and do what you want to do. So, you know, the mental side is there. You know, and I'll be honest, I think LSU getting that national seed is going to be huge for them, because it's been a little bit since they had that national seed. I guess last time they had it was with Skeens. But, you know, besides that, they hadn't had that many national seeds over the past 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great point as well, Scott, because I was listening to Ethan Frye talk about it earlier, and he said that if anyone tells you that they like hotels, they're lying. And that just being at home and being able to sleep in your own bed and rest and recovery and being ready for, you know, whatever the game has to throw at you, it's a huge advantage for this LSU team. And a couple things that stand out, as Mike kind of mentioned, they're better at home offensively, much better than they are on the road. Like with this LSU team, we talked with Cokie Riley about this a couple weeks ago, that when they score 5 or more runs, they're almost impossible to beat. And the team ERA right there will tell you the 3.72, it's fantastic, but they're 36-2 this season when they break the 5-run mark. And 27 of those victories have come at the box this year. LSU averaging, and I know that midweek games kind of play into this a little bit, but 9.6 runs per game in Baton Rouge, 30-5 home record. As you're mentioning, it all just kind of plays into it. When LSU's scoring, they're very, very difficult to beat because of how good their pitching staff is, and their offense lights it up at the box.
Yeah, well, and that's the one thing about baseball, too. It's such a momentum sport. And, you know, when that pitcher's going out there and he's shutting guys down and he's getting you back in the dugout, and you're getting back in there and you're getting you prepared mentally for each at bat, it's so much better for a hitter. You know, the one thing hitters hate standing out on that field for 10, 15, 20 minutes and a half an inning, because literally their mind just wanders That's when teams start committing errors. When you put somebody out there, you know, you want an inning to be about a 15 to 16, 17 pitch inning, get back in the dugout. That might take 5 minutes, right? But when you start sitting out there for 10, 15, 20 minutes, or have one of those brutal 30-minute innings, you can always 99 out of 10 times, that team's going to go back there in that dugout and go three up, three down, because literally, they're number one, they're tired of standing up in the field. They're tired of watching guys walk. They're tired of errors. And they're tired of watching the other team go with the merry-go-round. And so it's the bottom line is you want to get out there, throw strikes, get those hitters back in the dugout so they can get their mind back from defense back to offense. Because when you can keep your offensive guys in an offensive mindset, have quick innings in the field, they're going to have better at-bats, because it just takes a hitter's confidence from a 5 to an 8. Now, obviously, 3 out of 10 still a Hall of Fame hitter, but they just going to have a better chance to go out there and execute and put runs on the board for you.
Scott, reading into what you're saying, and I think you might have even actually say it, you believe the key guy here for LSU is Chase Shores.
Yeah,
if they're going to make a run for it.
On the mound, at least.
On the mound, correct.
On the mound, I think it's Chase Shores for sure, because he's that X factor who hasn't really shown up and on routine basis lived up to his potential. He is first-round talent. Obviously, I think he's played himself out of the first round this year only because, you know, like I said, I'm not knocking the kid at all because he's coming off Tommy John surgery. And anybody out there that has never come off Tommy John surgery, I've never done it, so I can't even speak for it. But guys, I know guys who have. It's just a different animal. It's a different beast. But, I mean, I really think Chase Shores, but believe it or not, I think Jacob Myers can be a guy coming out the bullpen who can bridge, you know, to Cowan, a bridge to whoever they need to finish that game. Or, you know, if they get in a bind where if he can come out and do what he did the last time out, I mean, same thing. He has first-round talent and hasn't lived up to it. So those are just two guys that I think the LSU bats are going to be solid enough. I think the starting pitching is going to be good enough. I just think that back in bullpen and that third day, you know, that third day when they have, you know, because I'll be honest, I'd be interested to see if Jay starts one of his two main guys on Friday against Little Rock. I know personally I wouldn't. You know, I coached tournament baseball for years, and I was always that guy that took a chance on that first game. Little Rock is they're the worst RPI team that got into the tournament, and they're 44 spots behind Bethune-Cookman. So to me, if I can't beat those guys with Newt or with somebody like that, then I look at it myself like, I don't think I deserve to win a regional. You know what I mean? Because if they pitch off and beat them, and then you throw Anderson on Saturday against probably Dallas Baptist, I'm thinking, you know, just looking at the numbers, and then have Anthony Anderson on Sunday to come off somebody who just had to play two games, you know, to get to you, it's lights out. You know what I mean? But, you know, I know Jay, he threw schemes against Tulane, but Tulane was a little different animal at that time. Tulane was hot and won a bunch of games, won a tournament, but Tulane and Little Rock's way below. I mean, Nichols swept them in February. So, and unfortunately, Nichols didn't have the year they wanted. But I would love to see him pitch off and then rock and roll Saturday, Sunday with Anderson and Ironson. But man, that'd be a little risk. We'll see.
So, Scott, that's what you would do. Jay's keeping it very, very tight-lipped. Like he said, don't ask me about it. Flat out said, do not ask me the question of who's going to be the Friday guy. Just knowing what he did in 2023, pitching Paul Skeens against the four-seeded Tulane, who had like a 19-40 record or whatever it was, and this is a Little Rock team that's 24-32, as you mentioned, the worst RPI team in the conference, a team ERA of 6.3 as well. So you're expecting LSU's bats to really take care of business here too and kind of break out of that slump that they had in Hoover. But do you expect Jay to throw one of Ianson or Anderson in this matchup?
Oh, man. If I was a betting man, I would probably say yes. But I still think, I mean, give me, so their ace pitch is a guy named Jack Klein. He threw Sunday, he threw a complete game, 129 pitches on 2 days rest. So they have to pitch him on Friday. So he's going to come back. He's going to literally have started 3 games in 7 days. So for him, for me to say, hey, that guy's going to be good enough to beat me, I would say 10% chance. So I would roll the dice, but I'm thinking, knowing Jay, he'll probably throw one of his guys and make sure he gets that win. And if he does, I don't blame him. But at the same time, I think Newt's plenty good enough to beat him. because I think they're going to score 10, 12 runs on them, to be honest. And if they give up more than 10 or 12 runs to Arkansas, then they don't deserve to win anyway.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always enjoy having you on. Hope everything was great for Memorial Day weekend and that sort of spot. And look forward to talking to you hopefully next week.
That's right. Thanks, fellas. You all have a great evening. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Scott Sanders, Nicholls State, Thibodaux, Louisiana guy, went to Nicholls State, played in the major leagues, and had a great career there. And now out in the business world with Jenny King. We'll be back with our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steven, you first.
Gentlemen, I feel like the countdown to the 2025 NFL season can freely begin today because it marks 100 days now until the Cowboys and the Super Bowl champion Eagles kick things off on September 4th. We know the Saints open the season September 7th in the Superdome against Arizona. And just going back to something that stood out to me in last Thursday's OTA session was wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. Man, he looks fully recovered after needing season-ending knee surgery. Last season, Shaheed caught just 20 passes for a total of 349 yards, three touchdowns, appearing in just six games. Notched a career high 17.5 yards per catch, also having 17.6 yards average depth in target. Definitely great to see the speedster out there, and it was very fluid. The speed still present with him, and that was something, like I said, stood out to me in the organized team activity workout. Obviously, Chris Olave out there, too, dealing with those head issues, but I was just a little concerned with Shaheed coming back from a knee injury, having surgery, and would he still have that burst to him? And good news is, early on, definitely looks like the Rashid Shaheed still has the speed.
Steve, one of the things we talked about in the first hour, Charlie and I, that Chris Olave is a good to very good player. But you know who keeps me up at night if he's healthy? Rashid Shaheed, if I'm a defensive coordinator.
Yep.
No, that dude can run. And you can say, well, I'll play press coverage on him. Okay, what if you miss and he gets off press coverage? You in trouble, Jack, because he's going to run right past you. And I do think that that element certainly was not there for this football team, both guys getting hurt. Rashid Shaheed's one of the guys, along with Kamara, that would keep me up. You know, if I'm an opposing defensive coordinator, those two guys come to mind real quick that, you know, to play the Saints, those are the guys that are going to make the big plays for me. It's going to be Alvin or it's going to be Rashid. So good to hear that he looks good coming back from that knee injury. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the stat that I kind of read a little bit earlier, Mike, but since changing the format of the postseason for college baseball in 1999, this is a 400 regional group that we're talking about here. 267 of those 400 regional hosts have advanced, 67%. And then looking a little bit ahead, 139 of 199 super hosts have advanced, which is 70%. Guys, you can't overstate how big of an advantage it is to stay at home. And not just for regional play, but also super regional play. And LSU locking down that top eight national seed. As we kind of mentioned with Scott, you know, the numbers that they put up at home, 9.6 runs per game at the box. I mean, it's pretty gaudy. This LSU team is just a different beast when they're playing in front of their home fans. And a couple numbers also here, guys. You know, if you're talking about LSU's home splits, D1 baseball has it. You can separate it home to road splits. LSU's got six different regular starters that are hitting over 323 at home. That's Chris Stanfield, who hits 323, Jake Brown, 352, Daniel Dickinson, 353, Jared Jones, 359, Derek Curiel at 400. And then this is the one that, you know, I remembered, like, his home road splits are just kind of strange. He's such a better hitter at home. Ethan Frye leads the team with 408 as his batting average at home at Alec Box Stadium. It's a pretty big sample size here, guys. And as far as OPS, if you prefer that to, you know, batting average, they have five different guys of those regular starters with a OPS of over one. Jake Brown, Dickinson, Jones, Curiel, and Frye. This LSU team, when they're scoring runs, as we mentioned, they are very, very difficult to beat because of how good that pitching staff is. And when they're at the box, this offense can come alive.
Yeah, no question, Charlie. And I like put it, you know, you're not sleeping in a strange bed, you're sleeping on a different pillow. Now, the bed, I don't mind different. The pillow's a different story for me. So I get exactly where you were sort of going with all that. And we just want to tell everybody that Thursday we'll have coverage here on the Big 870 from 4 to 8. Bobby Hebert will join us, giving his thoughts on the OTA sessions, which will be open to the media. Bobby J will give us his rundown on what he was able to see along with Steve and Jeff Nowak. Also, too, we will keep you up to date on the Big 870 and what is happening in Destin, Florida, where some major, major decisions are going to be made that will change college football and change college athletics over the next few years. We'll keep you there. When I first started thinking about this late last week, who are we going to get on? You know, it was my thought about LSU baseball. But then the more and more I heard it from different people, major decisions. And Greg Sankey just minutes ago, talking to the media, told him that basically the message he is being given by SEC coaches is that they prefer a one-time January transfer portal. And this would mimic the one proposed by the AFCA earlier this year. And so that would be a change, because now you got two different periods that you can use the transfer portal. Looks as though that they are trying to square this off where it'd be just one transfer portal time, and that would be in January. And that would be different from what we've seen over the last few years. They're trying to lock that down. Now, how they fool with the money part, good luck, buddy, because you're not going to – you think you'd be able to put caps and all this. That's not going to work. There's always somebody that's going to work around that particular deal. But Greg Sankey just minutes ago saying he prefers this, and along with the SEC coaches, and we know the stroke of SEC, Big Ten, and how these rules are going to be changed, and it looks as though their proposal is going to be a one-time January portal time frame to leave from one school to go to another. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here, and we want to thank Bet365 for sponsoring our feature each and every day. Finishing up here in our number two of sports talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller. Want to tell everybody tomorrow and from 4 to 6, we'll have on with us Greg Cosell from NFL Films. He'll be here to break down some of the Saints draft choices and also his thoughts on the Saints roster itself. Mark King, former basketball coach in college basketball, but now he is one of the top evaluators of talent for the NBA, and he'll be on with us to talk NBA finals and also certainly about the players that will be coming out for the 2025 NBA draft. And again, SEC meetings day, Glenn Gilbo will be on with us to talk about what's happening in Destin, where some real major changes are going to happen in college football. Steve, what's going on in hours 6 and 7?
We got plenty of baseball talk, college baseball talk. Charlie and I are going to dive into some audio. Jay Johnson, Ethan Frye, Anthony Ionson, plus talk to D1 Baseball's Mark Etheridge. So plenty of baseball talk coming up.
We'll be back with more sports talk right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.